freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the Tuesday night edition. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Friday.
Yes, we do.
From 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and, of course, our live Saturday show as well, from 7 to 10 on Saturday evening. So be sure you're here for every single moment. And if you're not, you can always go to freetalklive.com and check out the archives there. We've also got the bulletin board system with over 330 members interacting. We've got thousands of posts. We're very, very near the 10,000 post mark, man, which is really
incredible.
So it's all free. It's all there at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And one of the things that we'd like to do in the Free State is get rid of taxes. And maybe Dave in New Hampshire, who happens to be on the line to kick off the show. Again, this is a show about your calls. If you're on when we start, we go to your calls. So Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. All just the usual mix of good and bad news from New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, at least there's good news, unlike most of the states in this country where it's all bad news. What's going on?
Right. I think some of the good news would be you guys heard a little bit about my run-in with Salem Police Department for open carrying.
Yes, you told us all about it last week.
Open carry legal in New Hampshire, but some police departments will still hassle you a little bit if somebody calls on you.
Mm-hmm.
And some Massachusetts resident called me on after seeing me openly carrying, and they hassled me. The police department hassled me a little bit, so I wrote the chief the next day. And I just got a really nice note back from him yesterday.
Is that right?
From the chief. And he was talking about, yeah, my favorite gun is the blah, 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 and I like to go shooting at blah, 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 blah. Maybe we'll meet sometime.
That sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to my guys. You know, and he mentioned all my heroes, you know, all the gun nuts in the legislature. Yeah, I know Stretch and Vic. And he's calling them all by their nicknames. I don't even know half their nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. And
hey, Dave, what do you think? Do you think he was serious when he said meet up with you and like go shooting or something like that?
Well, I don't think he was saying so much that we meet up with me and go shooting, but he was talking about like meeting me at a gun owners of New Hampshire meeting, because I think he goes to those sometimes or something.
I was going to say, if you could like meet up with the sheriff, that'd be an excellent thing to just strike up a few conversations with him, a few liberty related issues, the drug war, etc.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, where it goes.
To some extent to get it, at least in terms of guns, and that's always a start.
That's a good thing. What did he have to say about possibly having a chat with his subordinates, if you will?
He said he talked
to him. He did mention that. I think he was just talking about, making sure the word got out to the guys on the force a little bit better. He didn't apologize, But there was just no defensive tone in his mail. It was just a very kind note. And I've only read it once. Need to read back through it to really have a fuller understanding of.
Well, if a memo went out to the troops, so to speak, then I consider that a success.
Yes, definitely.
Very good. What else is going on, Dave?
Oh, the other piece of good news, there's bad news too, but the other piece of good news is the Free Staters managed to squeeze through a homeschooling reform bill, a liberalization bill that would basically take the government mostly out of homeschooling in New Hampshire.
Wow. Well, in what ways will it be removed? In what ways will things be changed?
I don't remember the exact wording. I just know that the people who are against it say, what? That's it? That's all the government gets to do? It will all fall apart. So it is passed committee by a vote of 12 to 9. And it's like a one or two sentence long bill, very simple, and it removes most of the government oversight of homeschooling.
So it's only passed a committee; it hasn't actually passed the full legislation.
Right,
but legislation.
It's passed the full House and the full Senate, so the chances of it going all the way are still slim. But we didn't expect it to get this far. So,
that's fantastic.
And that was drafted by Don Lincoln, who was one of the first 10 Free Staters to move here.
Well, the cool thing about what you guys are doing up there is the Free Staters that have moved in and some of the Liberty Lovers in New Hampshire are actually not only just getting active, holding up signs and things like that, you're actually going into the chamber, if you will, where they have the votes, where the legislature actually meets and discusses issues. And they actually let you talk on the floor, don't they?
Right, and that's where some of the bad news comes in. I got to do a little bit of that today, and it was a little bit depressing. There were two bills that came up that were bad, so I went to oppose them. They weren't real important bills, but I had the day free, and I could get through with one stone, so I went and testified against both of them. And in both cases, like the first bill was like a bill to ask, or I say beg, the federal government to fund Lyme disease research. And of course there's just, you know, there's like seven or eight people in there, one after another, I have Lyme disease is bad. They're not talking about whether the federal government is good, or whether the federal government should fund anything fairly.
Uh-huh.
They're just talking about Lyme disease, and then they mark down that they're in favor of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the only one in there, you know, to say, hey, why are we asking the federal government for money? You know, what is with this? I know of, you know, a person who has had Lyme disease for 20 years, and here's her more constructive, less expensive suggestion. It seemed like what I said went over okay, but still, no one else.
How does it work
like
when
that.
You actually speak to the legislature there? Do they ask you questions, or you just have a chance to kind of say your piece, and then you have to go and sit down or something?
They can ask questions. It depends on the circumstance. In my case, they didn't ask me anything. I try to only speak for about a minute when I speak, because I want them to remember everything I said.
Absolutely. Communications are more effective when they're shorter.
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of folks there droning on, although I do have much sympathy for their health situation. I know it's a struggle.
Sure. All right. Dave, anything else?
I testified in another committee. The same thing, except this time there were about 300 people testifying against cuts. Against cuts in mental health funding.
State health funding.
Right. There wasn't a single person there speaking out in favor of the cut. Just me. You know? So that's kind of discouraging.
Wow.
But
300 people. Were they all residents of New Hampshire?
I don't know.
Because didn't we find out that during the 2004 campaign, didn't the Democratic candidate for governor bust in some Teamsters from Boston to attend some protests for him or something like that?
That's been done. It's conceivable there could have been some fakes in there, but I'm not sure they really needed them, because how much difference is there between having 200 people against one and having 300 people against one?
Yeah, it seems like an unusually large turnout. I mean, not that I know anything about what usual is for the New Hampshire legislature, but 300 people showing up to testify, that's a lot of damn people.
It is very unusual from my understanding. But again, that's what people do when you're going to cut what they consider their lifeline.
Right.
And it's understandable, but the one of the benefits, though, of testifying in that situation is, I mean, it was easy to get media coverage from that. I had a NH public television crew film me, and then one of the local papers interviewed me, because no one else is saying that. I'd never heard anything like this. This guy looked at me like, he said, what? He said, you're here to oppose? Or he said, you're here to favor the cuts? He's like, he'd never heard, you know, of that before.
Yeah.
This is the freest state in the union. Look how far we've all fallen.
It is amazing. And, Dave, you just do a fantastic job up there. You're an awesome activist, and we're really looking forward to being up there with you, man.
Well, thanks, guys. Can't wait
to get
here.
You're lucky you didn't get lynched today, going out there and talking about those people's cuts.
I was walking to his office by accident. I mean, governor.
That's the governor's name, by the way,
is it?
Sandwich Lynch.
Oh.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, take care.
Great call. 1-800-259-9231. Always nice to know what's going on up in New Hampshire. Of course, as you mentioned, Manwich, the Free State Project, a sponsor of this show.
And we'll be moving there.
And we're moving to New Hampshire at some point in the future. Not right away, but sooner, hopefully, rather than later. Because what's going on up there is exciting. It really is.
The agreement of the Free State Project is only that we have to move 5 years after they reach the 20,000 activists.
That's true.
Point.
And they're only at about 6,400 or so at this point. So we got a ways to go.
It's a safe agreement to make.
Exactly. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything, just like Dave did. You can literally hijack the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Otherwise, we're going to tell you about the fair tax and why it ain't so fair. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. food matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the Toxic Conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can literally take over the airwaves here on this show. Unlike the remainder of talk radio hosts out there that only want to talk about what's on their agenda and what interests them and their one topic for the hour that they won't deviate from no matter what, Free Talk Live does things a little bit differently, don't we, Manwich?
Yes. You know, the reason they won't deviate is that's what their program directors have told them is the best way to get ratings. You know? Just to stick with one topic throughout the hour, and that's it. We don't do it that way here at Free Talk Live.
All right. And again, just proof that Free Talk Live really does take any old call. If you didn't get enough Terry Schiavo last night, here's another one for you. Eric in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing again?
Excellent,
hey.
Eric.
Pretty good. Yeah, like I told your screener, I'm just calling to beat the dead horse with Terry Schiavo case.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric.
Has she passed away yet?
No. I'm sorry. bad pun.
Yes, it's.
I want to know if Jerry Falwell has passed away yet, personally.
the one thing that I noticed that you were having trouble with last night was trying to stay on the point of what the actual problem is. Ian, you're right. It is Michael's choice.
Actually, Manwich was taking a real hard line, I think, on that one last night.
I apologize, Manwich.
I was saying that from what I heard yesterday, from what I read, it is the government, the taxpayers, who've been footing the bill for keeping Terry alive. So
right.
If that's the truth, then it isn't Michael's choice, and it is indeed the government's choice.
Right. Well, either way, the one point I wanted to make is, first of all, and I agree that it should be his choice. However, what do we do when that particular person is a scumbag, which personally I think Michael Shriver is a scumbag.
My advice is don't marry scumbags.
Yeah, it's not my fault that she married him.
Yeah, exactly. But another thing is, what is preventing her parents from feeding her and giving her water? Are they actively preventing them from doing so?
It looks that way.
I haven't been paying much attention.
If she was in the kind of condition that Fox News is reporting she's in, she could tap dance down the hallway and grab herself a cheeseburger. She wouldn't need anybody to feed her.
Well, see, that's what I can't understand is, what is to prevent the parents from actually, you know, spoon feeding her pudding?
She can't swallow.
Have they said that? Because I haven't heard anything about that.
I've heard them say she does everything but sing opera,
but
it's not true.
Now, wait a minute.
She can't swallow.
Now, in the photos that I've seen, the parents are outside. They're outside with Jesse Jackson in a photo on the Drudge Report right now on the front page.
Right, they're outside.
So why are they outside the room instead of actually inside the room with their daughter? Because somebody has told them they can't be?
I don't think they're quite allowed in the room.
I think that's kind of what Eric is asking. Why aren't they even allowed near her is the question.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be a crime to keep the parents from her, to keep the parents from trying to feed her. I don't see why they wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Somebody,
if you try to pour water down her throat, you're going to drown her, and that's murder.
So is that the case? Would she not be able to swallow?
She can't swallow. Everybody talks about she can swallow. This woman can't swallow. She hasn't swallowed in 15 years.
If she can swallow, they'd be feeding her.
Somebody claimed that she did 10 years ago. There's a nurse that's claiming that she did 10 years ago. But you know what? I can get somebody to claim that there's life on Mars, too.
I'll make that
I think somebody did last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
There had previously been life on Mars. There's not currently life on Mars.
Okay. There was evidence of it.
Evidence of life having existed on Mars.
I apologize for beating the dead horse.
No problem. That's all right. Somebody had to do it.
I will let you get back to your regularly scheduled program.
Oh, please.
Eric,
the whole thing's derailed at this point.
That's okay, Eric. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being one of our podcast listeners.
Thank
we really appreciate it, man.
Not a problem.
All right, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. It's that easy. All right, the fair tax, Manwich.
I'm ready to go.
According to LouRockwell.com's Jim Cox, the proposal to replace the current income tax system with a national retail sales tax is a bad idea for several reasons.
Okay.
And he's going to go into it. Now, isn't George Bush, from what I've read, isn't he just kind of touring the country right now, having these alleged public forums about the income tax?
They're public forums for the Social Security.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's all about Social Security. The income tax, he said he's not doing away with write-offs for home, you know, people that own their own homes.
No, there's a presidential panel on tax reform right now that has met.
Nothing I know about.
I thought that he was going around, maybe it is a Social Security thing, but anyway, he's going around and I thought it was a tax thing.
He's
going to
pitch that Social Security thing. That's going through.
Just so you know what's going on at these so-called public forums, they're screening the people they're allowing in.
Mm.
The audience is not really allowed to ask questions. It's just kind of like a public presentation more than it is a forum. And public is even a suspect word in this case as well. It's kind of like the John Ashcroft
supporter presentation.
It's like what John Ashcroft did a couple of years back with the Patriot Act. He was supposedly on a public tour answering questions about the Patriot Act. Well, as it turned out, it was a private tour for police officers only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's it. All right, so here you go. First, politicians cannot be trusted with a new tax traded for some existing tax. We'll end up with both.
Yes, we will.
Sales tax on top of the income tax. American history is replete with politicians, and that would really, if you thought our economy is in the crapper right now, If
more
we had a national sales tax on top of an income tax, get ready for a crash. I mean, I just took notice of the gas prices. I hadn't really left my house for a while, and I don't really usually drive myself places. I have my chauffeur do all that, my fiance. And so recently we went to the gas pump, and I had heard rumors that the gas prices were going up, but oh my God.
When you see them at 225, it's a real kick in the groin, isn't it?
That seriously is a record, isn't it? I mean, it got up to like 208 around here last year, but never this high.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our economy is getting ready to come crashing down. American history is replete with politicians promising to deliver a later benefit to the American people if they get more taxing authority immediately. During World War II, American workers were for the first time subject to the withholding tax, having been told that it was only a temporary wartime measure.
Right.
The war ended more than 59 years ago.
Let's not forget that the income tax came in around World War I.
Right.
And that was supposed to be temporary also. And it was only supposed to be for the very, very wealthy.
And we still fall for the same old tricks after decades and decades of the government pulling them.
Yep.
The American people still aren't paying attention. Maybe we really do deserve the government that we've gotten. Anyway, that war that they only enacted a temporary measure of withholding taxes ended more than 59 years ago. Yet the withholding feature lives on.
Yes.
And that's your most hated issue when it comes to the income.
It is. Period. I think the withholding tax is the linchpin that holds our freedom.
Mm.
You know, that's what bars us from being free is the withholding tax.
I think that and government indoctrination, because it gets people not... Government indoctrination, as far as education, gets people just not even to question. They don't even think about it.
Perhaps that's so.
In 1982, President Reagan, the most celebrated of all so-called tax-cutting presidents, agreed to an income tax increase on the promise from Congress of a $3 reduction in spending for every $1 increase in taxes. Reagan boasted to the American people of the bargain that he'd engineered, and Americans suffered the tax increase, but never saw the promised spending reduction.
Nope.
And
what in the world
would
they do that crap for?
By the way, statistics show that old tax cutter President Reagan raised government, enlarged the government by a factor of 68% in his 8 years.
Yep.
This is your show.
It's good PR, though.
You take control. 1-800-259-9231. He was an actor. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more? on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, whether it's some sort of an agenda that you've always wanted to push on talk radio, but none of those other shows will let you through the phone screener. We will. You'll get through. All you need is to get all our phone screener is going to ask you is your name, where you're calling from, in one word, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. And then you get put on hold, and we put you on the air. Worldwide. Is he
just
in here
like
with
that?
You?
And Manwich.
Hey, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com where we have the updates section. I just sent out an update earlier today because we have a brand spanking new Shriner right there at the front page.
I didn't see the update.
Well, you haven't checked your email, I guess.
Yes, I have.
Well, you haven't checked it close enough. Anyway, you go and sign up at freetalklive.com. Just click updates. It takes you maybe a minute or two, and then from that point on, you will receive any sort of news in regards to the show that we need to announce. And I can tell you, we've got another Shriner coming up that's going to be announced within the next day or so. So go to freetalklive.com. We're talking about the fair tax. And again, if you want to interrupt the show, 800-259-9231. And Jim Cox from LouRockwell.com is making the point that we just can't trust those politicians to enact the fair tax and deactivate the income tax all at the same time.
Now, I'm very certain that they'll keep the income tax in some capacity or another. We're just going to tax the people who make $250,000 a year and more. Don't worry about it. That's what the income tax is going to be for. It's going to raise a great deal of revenue for the government, and the vast majority of Americans, they won't have to worry about it. And they'll just have to pay the sales tax, and then they'll keep it. And then inflation and time will go by, and it'll get closer and closer. The income tax will get closer and closer to the median income, and pretty soon everybody's going to be paying it,
just like it was in the past when they enacted it. Anyway, Jim Cox says, "So why so many people are anxious to repeat these foul experiences is baffling. The clear lesson is never pursue tax trades with politicians. Further, the fair tax proposal can be passed by a simple majority of both houses of Congress, plus the president's signature. But the much-touted repeal of the 16th Amendment, which authorizes the income tax, requires a much more demanding two-thirds vote in each house, and then approval by three-fourths of the state legislatures. The likelihood of ending up with both the 23% federal sales tax." Is that what they're proposing? 23%?
Yes.
That is nuts.
I've heard different numbers. I've heard down to 17 and up to 35.
So 23% plus we pay about 7% here in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
That is incredible. That's 30%. Plus the income tax?
I don't see how 23%. It's too much. If you're doubling your tax base
for them.
No, it's never enough.
Second, the proposal for the proposed national retail sales tax will be set at 23% to replace the revenues from the individual and corporate income tax, as well as the payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare. Added to this 23% tax will be the state's average sales taxes of more than 6%. A 29% sales tax will generate pressure to turn the sales tax into a value-added tax.
Which, of course, is incorporated in the price.
What does that mean?
It would be incorporated in the price of what you're buying. You would see the tax on the label rather than paying it at the
register.
It
wouldn't be, Would that be that would be a mandate that everybody incorporate
the
tax in?
That's how it's done in England.
Really?
That's the true danger.
He says this will happen because such a large tax will generate a black market in goods to avoid the added tax.
Yes.
Politicians will find it in their self-interest to transform the fair tax into a tax at various stages of production, a VAT, a value-added tax. The same process developed after income tax was instituted, withholding was created, in part to mask the actual level of taxation. Because, yeah, the point of withholding was they didn't like that people had to cut a check every year to the government. They didn't like that once a year somebody had to reach into their bank account and figure out how much they supposedly owed to the federal government and write a check for it, because then they made the connection. Oh, my God, I owe $7,000 to the feds? Maybe this whole taxing thing isn't such a good idea after all.
Right.
That would be the kind of the mental process that would go on through all of our heads if at the end of the year all of us had to write a check to the government. And it would make it so we would maybe stand up and do something about it. So this is kind of the same version of that for the sales tax. So instead of going to Best Buy and buying a $100 piece of stereo equipment and going to the register and then watching it, the price skyrocket up by $30
more. Right.
It would actually just say $130 on the actual label, and then there'd be no tax, so-called, at the register. And then no one would really know, if you will. Just all of a sudden, prices would go up everywhere, and then people would just sort of bend over, just like they always have, and get about and go on about their more impoverished lives as a result.
Yep. Giving all that money to the feds for what?
To do nothing. To take
break
and use against us. Yeah, to use against us, to put us in jail, and to urinate all over the U.S. Constitution. Anyway, he says, third, the much-touted, these are all, again, reasons to be against the so-called fair tax. Third, the much-touted end of the Internal Revenue Service is a sham. Some enforcement agency will be needed to handle tax collections. One provision of the national retail sales tax they're promoting is to issue rebates equal to the sales taxes paid on essential goods and services to ensure that no American pays taxes on necessities. Isn't that sweet, Manwich?
No, that's great.
There they are, always looking out for us.
It used to be that way with sales tax, and state sales tax. Not anymore. That goes away.
Why would you need the rebates anyway? I mean, couldn't you just exempt certain kinds of items like they do with some state sales taxes? Like, for instance, here in the state of Florida, food is not taxed. Food at the grocery store, for
right.
the most part, is not taxed.
There were lots of other things that used to be untaxed. They've changed it, and right. you know, there's added so many of them.
But now they're saying that you'd have to file for a rebate. So there'll have to be a way to distinguish who gets these monthly checks. So a federal agency that tracks individuals will persist. Changing the name of the IRS while maintaining its functions is pointless.
Yes.
Added to this is the very serious concern of so many Americans becoming accustomed to a monthly check from Uncle Sam. A massive constituency will be created which will pressure Congress for increases in the definition of necessities. The fair tax will indirectly become the means of an even greater expansion of government. Further, the Social Security Administration will keep records for the federal government to determine an individual's Social Security benefits based on their income. Here's the way it's stated at the fair tax website, quote, Social Security will operate exactly as it does today. Employers will continue to report wages for each employee. And fourth, and most importantly, working on this tax trade diverts scarce political energy from the cause of limiting federal spending and taxation to the cause of rearranging the means of tax collection.
Yep.
One could believe that this entire movement is a grand conspiracy to waste the time and energy of political activists who are now chasing after insignificant differences in the way taxes are collected, and therefore ignoring the real issues of obscenely high federal taxes and obscenely high federal spending. Because the fair tax isn't an answer. It's just another problem. It's just a government cannot fix the problems it creates by creating new programs or by replacing an existing program with a new program. It cannot ever undo the damage it has done unless it completely undoes a program. If you just make it disappear, then things will get better on their own.
Have they ever done that?
Make a program disappear?
Yeah.
Very seldom.
I couldn't
name an instance for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and literally bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, even a personal problem, whatever you want. Goes 800-259-9231, and you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we have the last six shows fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership section, there's no $5 fee that you have to pay every month. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, we give them away in multiple ways, and as far as our digital format, we've got the podcast version, we've got the archives, and they're all free at freetalklive.com. Man, where are we going next?
I got a story about, a police officer stopped a doctor who was speeding.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
This is noteworthy why they stop people all the time. I'm sure doctors get caught up in speed traps from time to time.
I'll read the story.
Okay.
A Florida police officer is being punished for handcuffing and ticketing a doctor who was speeding to deliver a baby. Dr. Anthony Chidiak was driving his motorcycle 10 miles an hour over the speed limit last March when he was pulled over.
What a rebel.
Yeah. According to police records, when the doctor said he was on his way to a delivery, the officer said, "What are you delivering, pizza?" The doctor delivered the baby 15 minutes after he got out of the handcuffs and was ticketed. The officer has agreed to a 16-day unpaid suspension rather than being fired. A citizen board will review the case on April the 11th. I just thought it was kind of an interesting story.
That's unusual that the police officer in this case actually got suspended without pay.
Who knows what if he did anything wrong, really. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine why you would put a speeder in handcuffs, though.
Yeah, that's a good... Well, maybe because he was being... Maybe he thought that he was being smart. I mean,
perhaps.
Do doctors have licenses in their wallets that they can, like, flash and say, look, I'm a doctor?
You would think
otherwise, you're just pulling somebody over on a motorcycle.
You'd think you'd have a hospital badge of some sort.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, yeah. What sort of official documentation, paperwork, slash, could a doctor withdraw and show a police officer? Because otherwise, I understand where the cop's coming from. I mean, I don't understand speed limits. I'm not going to get into that, but the cop's job is to enforce the speed limits, mm-hmm. and he pulls people over all the time, and I'm sure hears all kinds of excuses.
Yeah. Look, I'm
and
a doctor.
So, yeah, dude, you're on a motorcycle. You're a doctor? Come on, right? I mean,
right.
Really. You don't really, when you think of a doctor, you don't necessarily think of somebody riding a Harley. I mean, even though there are plenty of doctors that have Harleys.
Sure.
It's just not a connection, I don't think that people make.
It's probably a higher percentage of doctors than on Harleys. Anybody else, the only ones can afford them.
That's a good point.
Especially the new ones.
So, yeah, I actually saw a speed trap on the interstate here in Florida today. The Florida Highway Patrol must have been low on revenue for this month because they were out in force. They had the helicopter going out.
Boys, we're going to be a little low on payroll. Get out there and make us some money.
That's exactly what it is. You mentioned it before. That's all speed limits really are.
Oh, I'm not going to say that's all they are. Speed limits keep us safe.
No, they don't. People violate them all the time.
Look, if you didn't have them, though, they'd be going much, much faster.
I have seen people hauling down the road. I mean, just way, way faster than they should have been going. I've seen people doing 100 mile an hour on the interstate, or what appeared to be 100 miles an hour. I mean, and it's just...
That guy that
care.
Was going 100 miles an hour that you
right.
saw on the interstate, if there wasn't a speed limit, he'd have been going 140.
I don't believe that.
Well, you can choose to believe whatever you want. What color is the sky?
And besides,
world, you maniac.
The color of the sky, it's all colors, man. Which
look, there's
we just happen to be able to see the blue one.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. That's true.
Yeah.
Blue is shorter wavelengths and all that good stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff. All right. So 1-800-259-9231. I don't think there's really much more of an issue there, unless you want to really get into the speed limit conversation.
No. Well, I mean, my point of the speed limit conversation is, to some extent, it's there to keep us safe. To a large extent, it's a fundraising arm for the government.
Okay,
now,
like 99% and 1%,
what
right?
they should do...
99% fundraising, 1% safety?
Here's what
Come
should
on.
Be done. Is if they want to enforce speed limits, is the money should be taken from ticketing and given to nonprofit organizations. The cops shouldn't be allowed to benefit from the tickets that they write.
Yeah, I like that. Or maybe they could... You know, they could, if somebody gets in an accident and was discovered that they were speeding, let's just stop enforcing speeding, period.
Uh-huh.
And then if someone gets into an accident and we find out based on the skid marks that they were indeed speeding, then they would, you know, there might be like an extra penalty or something like that.
I don't know whether I want to get that far.
That way you could speed without...
speed limits are not a huge infringement on your freedom, man. See, the fact is, it's not your safety that I'm worried about when you're speeding. It's mine. Mm-hmm. People act like maniacs out there on the road, and there need to be speed limits, and they need to be enforced. The problem is the cops will go out there and enforce 4 miles an hour over the limit. The speed limits are set too low, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the problem. That's another part of the problem, man, which is that you got your opinion, and then there's... thousands of other people who have their opinions. And some people might think, well, these roads are so dangerous. Look at those people doing 90 miles an hour. We need to cap that speed limit down another 15 miles from where it is. Aren't there people that think that way, too?
There probably are.
So there are plenty of people that are in your camp, Manwich, that think that the speed limits, we should raise them 10 miles an hour.
Well,
there's people that think that we should lower them by 20 miles an hour.
They should lower them on my street, but the rest of them they need to raise.
Yeah, okay. You're one of those people that wants to put speed bumps in, aren't you?
I wouldn't mind speed bumps on my street.
Really?
Yeah.
As long as it's privately owned, I got no problem.
On my street, it doesn't matter because I live in a cul-de-sac. So.
That's a good point. If it's a privately owned street, go ahead and put spikes in your road. I don't care. But if it's a government street, then we're going to have an issue. 800-259-9231. This is your show. The Supreme Court hearing a file-sharing case, which might have some severe ramifications. I'll tell you about that coming up, unless you want to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever is on your mind. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. And a brand new Shriner is actually there right now for you to take a look at. It's Amira. She called in last night.
Yes, she did.
We begged and pleaded.
She said she was attractive last night. She's right.
We begged and pleaded for her to send her picture in, and she did. And so now she's our newest Shriner. You can go to freetalklive.com and check that out. And ladies, you can send us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll put you up on the Shrine. But if we find out you're a faker, you'll be added to the Hall of Shame.
The Hall of Shame's great.
Yeah, the Hall of Shame is now there, where we show off the times we've been fooled, I suppose, or come close to have been
or
fooled.
People some attempted of
them,
to fool us.
Yeah, some of them weren't very good. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. I was going to withhold from reading this email, but I feel like the last paragraph is so good, it needs to be read.
Just has to be read. Go ahead.
Damn the torpedoes. Here we go.
Damn the torpedoes.
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Jones Way emails. He says, you guys should get the facts straight before you start spouting off about Terry not being able to swallow.
Terry, this guy knows her personally now.
The fact
where
is
he from? Like, Poughkeepsie? Never set foot. He doesn't know Terry, and he doesn't know anything about her.
Well, he knows. He says there's a fact, and
no,
that
it's
is
not
that
a fact
she's able
because
to
you
swallow.
Read it on the damn internet. It is not a fact.
He says she's done so numerous times. Sips of water, Jell-O, etc. Her estranged husband forbade her to have anything by mouth.
That's right. He's a vicious, evil man. Believe everything that you heard on
maybe
Fox
he didn't
News.
Want her to choke to death.
God.
And so did that. And he says so did that creep judge. If she could not swallow, she would choke on her saliva. Now that's an interesting point, man.
No, she drools.
What do you have to say to that? He claimed the caller takes control of the show. Then why did you make fun of that last caller concerning Terry? Did we make fun of a caller tonight?
I'm no. So sick of talking about Terry Schiavo. God.
Oh, no, we're not,
give
now
me
we're
a
not
gun.
Now we're not talking about Terry Schiavo. We're talking about us making fun of a caller, allegedly. This is why I wanted to read this. Eric?
We were certainly having fun with him. Yes.
Yeah, we weren't making fun of Eric. The call ended amicably.
We weren't sufficiently respectful enough of the Terry Schiavo situation.
Oh, we
here.
Made light of it.
And we didn't call Michael Schiavo a scumbag.
In fact, here we go. He says, he makes it clear, I've noticed you make too much fun of too many issues. That's because you're still wet behind the ears. Grow up, manwich. Actually, I added the manwich. He just says grow up. We make too much fun of too many issues. Damn it, stop having a good time!
This is serious.
Yeah, stop enjoying yourself on this radio show.
There's a perfectly healthy woman dying there in St. Petersburg, Florida, because she had her feeding tube removed. What would it be like if they took your feeding tube out, Ian?
I wouldn't get my five-layer dip anymore, and that wouldn't be good. We need to grow up, man. As of now, Free Talk Live will make no more jokes.
No more jokes.
Free Talk Live will have no more fun. And I guess it means we're just going to have to take the show off the air.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. We don't really care. We're going to go ahead and keep having a good time. We'll make light of serious issues because, damn it, that's the only way you can stay sane in this world. This government and what it's doing to us, the horrible things that it's doing to this country and eviscerating and gutting the freedoms from us, it's a horrible thing and it's frightening and it's scary and we make those points. But if we can't have at least a little bit of fun with it, damn, what do we have left?
Nothing.
Bitterness, your show. 1-800-259-9231. Our emailer certainly has plenty of bitterness to share. We want to hear from you. What's on your mind? Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. If you're